Thank you, and welcome to the Becker Group Business Strategy 15-Minute Podcast. This is Scott Becker. I'm a partner at McGuire Woods and the founder and publisher of Becker's Healthcare. We've got today a terrific guest who's going to speak to us about business development, some of the things they've seen in their practice. We'll work with Jim Keller, the partner and named partner in Keller & Keller today. And in this discussion, I'll ask Jim 3 to 4 questions, and we'll wrap up with him sharing some of his information with our audience. Jim, why don't we get started? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Thank you, Scott. Glad to be here. My background is I grew up in a small little town in Michigan by the name of St. Joe, Benton Harbor, Michigan. My grandfather and father are also from that town, and they formed a law firm, Keller & Keller. I eventually made it out of law school and started practicing.
I know that over the last decade or so, the firm grew tremendously. Both your father and grandfather had provided great roots to it. I know some of the thoughts on business growth transcend all kinds of business. Tell us a little bit about the growth that you've had in the business the last 10 years. Let's start with that.
Okay, you want to get right down to it. My grandfather and father had a small little civil trial firm, and I recognized right after a Supreme Court case came down that lawyers can advertise on television. And what I was able to do, in a nutshell, was take the firm to Indianapolis and then to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We today have about 100 employees, and with that, we practice throughout the state of New Mexico, the state of Indiana, and Michigan.
Was it a choice to stay highly focused in those few states, or do you look at more national focus? What's the choice between staying focused in a few geographic areas and being deep in those versus being more nationally focused? How do you come to those conclusions?
That's a great question. It was tough for us because at first it seemed like we wanted to be more national in focus, but as we studied kind of what we do and how we help our clients, a more regional focus was necessary. Also, with the type of law that we practice, it's different state by state by state. So we made the decision long ago to focus on Michigan, Indiana, and then New Mexico.
You know, many businesses have similar concepts with them as to whether or not to be in all states or certain geographies or so forth. How instrumental do you think the focus in trying to be deeper in the states that you're in has been to your success? Have there been synergies with that? How effective and important has that been?
You know, I think that it's played into our success. I think other key concepts are more important. It was really natural, Scott. In a way, we were always a Michigan law firm. As we went to Indiana, Indiana was a natural outgrowth because of its proximity. The story is kind of cute how we came about practicing out in New Mexico, but it's been fortuitous and worked well.
Obviously, New Mexico is not contiguous to Indiana and Michigan, but somehow you ended up there, and at some point you had an open mind on it, and then at some point you decided to double down on it. Tell us how you got into New Mexico to begin with, and then I'd love to hear, you said that just being in three geographies was not a core critical thing to your success, but some other things were. So tell us first how you did get into New Mexico, and then second, do tell us the 3 or 4 keys to your business development, what's been so key to your success.
We happened upon New Mexico. I was looking at contiguous states, looking at Louisville and Lexington and Columbus, Ohio, and a friend told me that they were opening a business in North Carolina, and I was confused. I didn't understand why he was looking to North Carolina, and he turned to me and he said, "You know, Jim, honestly, we know that at our next business location, we're going to spend a lot of hours, a lot of time. We're approaching 50 years of age, and therefore, we love North Carolina. We want to be there." And it was like a light bulb moment for me. I said, you know, we're going to scrap looking at other Midwest opportunities, and we're going to go to a place that we want to be at. Myself and my law partner, Randy Jurgensen, we were always drawn to the Southwest, the West, and New Mexico is a particularly intriguing place. And after studying the business opportunities there, we decided we were going to give it a shot. That's honestly how it happened. We've had to persevere. It hasn't been easy because of the cultural differences, the time differences, the distance between Indiana and New Mexico. But in the end, it became a great call. The key elements that I think will allow you to succeed in business certainly are all the standard ones of being humble, generous, kind, grateful, all those ideas I think are very important. Probably the first piece that I think is key is both luck and perseverance. Those are two ideas that I think matter greatly in a successful business.
Jim, you gave us a number of thoughts on sort of business development, what's worked for you, how you chose locations. You also talked about this mix of luck and perseverance. And I've seen you over the last 10, 15 years really accelerate the growth of this business. And it really has been a ton of perseverance. And as always said, it's an old adage, but luck favors those that persevere. And if nothing else, by persevering so fully, you see different opportunities and are able to see what works and what doesn't work. So congratulations on your success. Let me ask you this. You work closely with lots of other entrepreneurs. You're a magnificent networker. You talk to and advise people that are very successful in business. What are some of the foundational things you see as the keys to success of other people that you see? Any thoughts on that, Jim?
I think first to find the right partners in business, inside and out of business. You need to find someone who's reliable, who's truthful, who's honest. Those strong people that I would ask also to be smart individuals, those folks that surround you, the entrepreneur, are extremely important and invaluable. Strong people build strong businesses. I think that by missing that, you miss out on all opportunities in business.
When you talk about partnerships, you're talking not just about partnerships with big companies and other companies, but really at the foundational level between you and other people within your company. And regardless of title, that they're really treated like partners, and you're looking for trust, reliability, people that show up every day, people that you could trust to do their job, people that you could trust their integrity. Is that a fair summation of what you're saying?
I think that that's true. They need a strong internal code. Because when you task someone, work with someone to develop a new business opportunity, you want to be able to fully trust that person from point A to point B. And finding those people are essential, and keeping them are just as important. So strong partnerships, certainly inside your business, as well as outside. And by outside, you're right. I'm talking about your personal connections, the folks that help mentor you. All of those relationships, those partnerships are vital to a successful business, in my opinion.
Thank you. Jim, any final words of encouragement or advice for entrepreneurs and business folks?
I think to be able in today's world to properly and quickly integrate technology into your business is essential. I think that you want to do that not quickly and without thought and research. You don't want to be on the bleeding edge. We sometimes call people putting in technology too early cutting edge dumb guys. And instead, you want to research that technology and carefully integrate it into your company. Today, it's critical to be able to do that in a timely way, to execute it properly, whether you're putting in a CRM, a voice over IP telephone system, a relational database. It kind of doesn't matter. But to be able to execute that move seamlessly certainly aids in any successful business.
Thank you. So you don't have to be the first mover in it. When you do move in it, you've got to be able to effectively move technology with your business, with your core business, technology is not the be-all and end-all, but it's an important part of being able to execute today, and you've got to be able to execute on the technology is what I'm hearing. But Jim, I want to thank you for joining us today on our podcast. Just a terrific guest and a really intelligent person and leader. Our contact number at Becker Strategy Group, Becker Group 15-Minute Business Podcast, is 312-399-0774. Jim, did you want to share any of your contact information and email address for you?
Sure. My contact information is Keller and Keller. My phone number is 317-926-1111, and my email is Jim, J-I-M, at 2keller.com, the number 2, K-E-L-L-E-R, .com. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate you joining us.